Imagine looking out your window in the 1930s, right? The Great Depression is just raging. You have nine mouths to feed.
Yeah, which is a lot on its own.
Right. And suddenly, this hungry transient worker who just hopped off a boxcar is, well, walking right up to your door. For most people, I mean, that's an absolute
Oh,
crisis.
totally. Just a complete panic.
Exactly. But as we're going to unpack today in this custom deep dive into your family's history, for Antoinette Leroux-Richard, it was literally just Tuesday. So, welcome to our exploration of Antoinette and Archie Richard, drawn directly from the pages of Onward to the Unknown.
It really, completely flips the standard pioneer script we're used to. We tend to think of early 20th century prairie life as just like gray hardship and dust.
Right, just pure struggle.
Exactly. But Antoinette, who was born in 1897 at Jackfish Lake, built this life that was surprisingly vibrant, just bursting with music and charity and joy.
Wait, I'm stuck on the math here right out of the gate. So they meet in Delmas, they get married in 1916, and they end up having nine children.
Nine kids in a pretty small house.
Yeah, I mean, I feel overwhelmed just, hosting a holiday dinner. Plus all those transient workers showing up. How does she not just burn out completely?
Well, it seems physically impossible, I know.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating here is how they engineered their survival. Like, Archie was essentially the infrastructure.
Right. He was on the railroad.
Yeah, 43 years on the CNR Railroad as a section foreman, and he rarely missed a single day.
Wow. Rain, snow, or shine.
That provided this unyielding baseline of income. But Antoinette, or Tony, as he affectionately called her, she was the logistics expert.
She was basically like a 1930s air traffic controller,
That is a perfect way to put it.
managing the garden, the sewing, the knitting. So to feed those boxcar hoppers with nine kids of her own, I mean, she wasn't just cooking, right? She was running this hyper-efficient, localized supply chain.
Oh, 100%.
She probably had to like stretch stews with root vegetables from her garden and repurpose every single scrap of fabric just to afford that extra flour.
Precisely. They didn't have much money, but, their philosophy wasn't about hoarding what little they had. It was an operational abundance.
They saw a need and systematically met it.
Exactly.
But you'd think 43 grueling years on the railroad and raising all those kids would leave them, well, completely isolated and exhausted.
You really would.
But ironically, that massive family size is exactly what turned their home into a cultural hub. And here's where it gets really interesting. Their house was just filled with music.
And this wasn't just passive entertainment either. Their daughter Bernadette, she started piano lessons at 12, and she got so proficient that she turned around and taught five of her siblings.
Wait, really? Five of them?
Yeah, five, leading to endless sing-songs and family duets.
Which is an incredible aha moment when you think about it. Bernadette learning piano to teach the rest is basically a, decentralized, self-sustaining education system inside a single home.
It really is.
Yeah.
Progress wasn't just something happening to them, it was something they actively orchestrated.
Yep.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the Richard family perfectly embodies how thrilling the modernization of the 20th century actually was for the people living it.
Because they embraced every leap forward.
Exactly. I mean, think about the pure excitement of gathering around their very first car or crowding around a new
Oh,
radio.
here, Hockey Night in Canada, then the Major Bose Show,
Yes.
and the ultimate dream come true, finally getting electricity. Suddenly, the whole world just opens up. I mean, it wasn't just a convenience, it fundamentally changed how they interacted with the world.
And, that engagement never stopped. Even after Archie retired from the railroad in 1950 and they moved out to St. Paul, Alberta.
They kept that intense, lifelong devotion to their community.
Right. Antoinette worked with the Ladies of St. Anne, which was a community group focused on mutual aid and parish support. And Archie was with the Knights of Columbus doing similar charitable work.
It wasn't all just steady progress and joy, though. I mean, they faced unimaginable tragedy, too.
Yeah, they really did.
Losing their daughter, Lorraine, in 1960, when she was only 29, shortly after she gave birth to her daughter, Renee.
Just heartbreaking. And then Archie passed away a few years later in 1965, and Antoinette followed in 1973.
So what does this all mean for you listening today?
Well, it means you inherit a deeply layered legacy. This raises an important question about how we view the past versus the present.
Because we look at Antoinette and Archie and we see all that grueling labor.
Exactly. But we also see this boundless open-door hospitality existing right side by side with it.
And that brings us to a fascinating final thought. We have so many modern conveniences today that honestly they would have considered absolute magic.
Oh, definitely. Pure magic.
Yet when you look at how Antoinette and Archie built this hub of warmth and music and charity with so few resources, it makes you wonder, has our modern hyper-connected world actually made us more isolated than the boxcar welcoming Richard family of the 1930s?